弟兄姊妹们平安喜乐。
And joy to you, brothers and sisters.
我们常常问候平安，但是我们没有喜乐。
Oftentimes we say peace to you, but we forgot to rejoice.
感谢神，王淼弟兄特别提醒我们要常常喜乐。
Thank the Lord that our brother reminded us we need to be rejoicing all the time.
我们特别要常常的感谢神。
And we always should give thanks to God.
我们要赞美神，我们要顺赞神。
And we should praise Him and we should give Him thanks.
若是我们没有喜乐，我们赞美不出来。
If we don't have that joy, then we can.
我们也没有感谢。
And we don't know how to give thanks.
我们再读一段的圣经，再读同样的一段的圣经。
Let us read some of the verses we just read.
就是哥罗西第一章
from the first chapter of Colossians.
我们就读三节，九节、十节、十一节。
We'll just read verse 9 through 11.
我用中文读，作用弟兄用英文读。因此，我们自从听见的律师。也就为你们不住的祷告祈求，愿你们在一切属灵的智慧悟性上，满心知道神的旨意。
For this reason, since the day we heard about you, we have not stopped praying for you and asking God to fill you with the knowledge of His will through all spiritual wisdom and understanding.
第十节，好叫你们行事为人对得起主。凡事蒙他喜悦，在一些善事上结果子，渐渐地多知道神。
And we pray this in order that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and may please Him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of God.
照他十一节，照他荣耀的全能。得以在各样的利益上加力，好叫你们凡事欢欢喜喜的忍耐宽容。
Being strengthened with all power according to His glorious might, so that you may have great endurance and patience.
我们仍然低头祷告。
Let us bow our head and pray.
慈爱慈爱的天父，我们的主，我们的神。
Gracious Father, our God.
我们来到你的面前，只有赞美，只有感谢。
When we come to you, we have to give thanks, we have to praise you.
我们实在是有福的，这一般的人。
Indeed, we are blessed.
我们能够来到你的面前敬拜你。
That we can come and worship you.
我们也能够享受这敬拜里面的喜乐和平安。
And then we can receive the joy and peace through the worship.
我们感谢你，你的爱充满在我们的当中。
And we thank you that your love fills us.
那弟兄姊妹彼此的代祷，也特别的关怀这软弱的你的仆人。
And the brothers and sisters interceding for each other and caring for your weak servant.
我们仍然在你的面前求圣灵的恩膏膏我们。
We still ask the Holy Spirit to anoint us.
叫我们讲的、翻译的、听的，都能够蒙一灵的感动。
So that the one who speaks, who translates, and those who hear, we're all moved by the same Spirit.
我们把这样的时间恭敬的交托在你的手中。
And we committed the time into your hand.
但愿你的名在我们当中被高举。
And may your name be lifted up among us.
奉靠主耶稣基督的名求的。
And we pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
刚刚我们读到哥罗西书第一章第三节到十四节。
And we just read Colossians chapter 1, verse 3 through 14.
那这是我们今年主要的所注重在哥罗西书上。
And this year, these are the theme verses that we have.
自从同工们定了这一本书做今年的目标。
And as the co-workers has decided to focus on this book,
我就不断地希望我也能够在这一本书里面真正得到了属灵的帮助。
And I continuously hope that I will get spiritually help from this book.
我实在给弟兄姊妹说，我是读了再读。
And indeed, I'm telling the truth, I have read this many times.
我是一章一章地读。
And chapter by chapter.
我是一段一段地读。
And paragraph by paragraph.
我也是一句一句地读。
Even a verse by verse.
我更是一个字一个字地读。
And sometimes word by word.
但是我们这愚昧的人 仍然没有办法完全地了解保罗从圣灵所得的启示。
And even though sometimes we still cannot completely understand the revelation that Apostle Paul has received.
我就想到怎么样可以帮助弟兄姊妹在这一次的分享的里面能够把最重要的中心 神的心意能够释放出来。
And I thought about how I can speak about the will of God in the limited time to brothers and sisters.
特别今天这一个礼拜当中,
especially this week,
我的思维似乎没有办法集中。
And it looks like I've been having difficulty to focus.
我的声音也没有办法很苦练地说出来。
And my voice is kind of weak to express.
我站在这个地方需要神给我的力量, 手挨着这里免得摔下去。
As I stand here, I need God's power to sustain me so that I will not fall.
但是我愿意把这一段的圣经今天分给弟兄姊妹一起的来思想。
But I want to share this paragraph with you, brothers and sisters, and let us all reflect on these words. The letter to the Colossians was written in the prison.
这是第一本保罗听到以巴弗从哥罗西的教会来到罗马的监狱里 告诉他们哥罗西教会的情况。
And Epaphras came from Colossae and he came to Paul and told him about the situation in the Colossian church.
所以保罗就先写哥罗西书。
Then Paul wrote the letter to the Colossians.
连着他必须要写一个私人的书信给腓利门，因为
And he also wrote another personal letter to Philemon, and the church of Colossae actually met in Philemon's house. Then it was decided that Tychicus will bring the letter back to Colossae.
让哥罗西的教会、老底家的教会 非拉波利的教会都能够读这一本的书。
And so that the letter will be shared among the church in Colossae, Laodicea, and Hierapolis.
但是他既然推基古到哥罗西地方去，所以他又写了以弗所书。
And then he also wrote the letter to the Ephesians and he asked Tychicus to take it there.
所以也请推基古带到以弗所去。
And Tychicus went to Ephesus to carrying the letter to the Ephesians.
到了以后再写腓立比书。
And afterwards he wrote a letter to the Philippians.
这是保罗在监狱的里面所写的四本书信。
And these are the four letters that Paul wrote while he was imprisoned.
我个人从他的监狱的书信的里面，实实在在在我的生命当中得到了很大的启发和很大的恩典。Now
personally, I have benefited a lot from these letters, Paul's prison letters, in my spiritual life.
我们这一年当中有许多的弟兄们给我们讲到哥罗西书。
Many of our brothers have shared with us the themes from the letters to Colossians.
特别注意到第二章第六节第七节,
focusing on verse 6 and 7 of second chapter.
我们是靠真主而行,
we shall walk in Christ and obey Him.
生根建造,
rooted and built up in the Lord.
这个君主而行, 更显明的翻译可以说, 在主里面行事为人。
And the translations can be obey the Lord or can be conduct ourselves in Christ.
所以我就不多提, 这许多的弟兄们所交通的信心,
and I will not repeat on those messages our brothers have already shared.
所以在我的里面的感动，就觉得必须要把保罗的感谢和祷告又感谢，再在弟兄姊妹们能够彼此的分享。
I felt that I should share again about Paul's thanksgiving and prayer and thanksgiving again.
在这十一节的圣经里面, 我想每一个人希望都有, 这里的纲要。
I hope all of you have got the outline from the bulletin.
我想今天可能我不能够讲很多, 但是我愿意把这个我 所得的纲要给弟兄姊妹有一点分享。
Maybe today I cannot talk about all of them, but I wish that I can share this outline with you.
所以我的题目就是保罗的感谢、祈求又感谢。
And the title is Paul's Thanksgiving, Praying, and Thanksgiving.
若是我们读了再读的时候, 自然而然
If you read this paragraph several times, then naturally you will see that it can be divided this way.
从第三节到第八节，就是保罗为做哥罗西教会的长进而感谢神。
Verse 3 through 8 is Paul to give thanks for the growth of the Colossian church.
以后他就祷告。
Then he prayed for them.
在第九节里面说, 因此我们自从听见的律子, 也就为你们不住的祷告祈求。
As verse 9 said, for this reason, since the day we heard about you, we have not stopped praying for you.
特别在这里是祈求。
Especially here, it's about praying and petitioning.
他在神的面前, 为哥罗西教会的圣徒而代祷。
And he prayed for the saints in the Colossian church before God.
以后我们又看得很清楚, 第十二节说, 又感谢父。
And then in verse 12, we can see clearly, it says, giving thanks to the Father.
所以我就把这十一节的圣经, 我分成三段。
So these 11 verses can be separated into three paragraphs.
弟兄姊妹,我的信息常常分成三段。
You probably notice that usually my message is in three sections.
我没有 没有很少的分成两段。
Very rarely I will have two sections.
我也很少的分四段、五段、六段。
And also I seldomly separate into more than three.
在我的思考的里面，思维的里面。 我常常用三段。
So in my thinking pattern, usually I find three more main points.
因为在我的思维里面，我觉得三段比较容易记的。
Because I think it's easier for us to remember three points.
我记得第一段能记得。
Hopefully we can remember the first one.
我记得第一段，我要去回忆到第二段，去记第二段。
And on top of the first one, then we'll try to understand the second one, remember.
以后我就要想到第三段。
Then we'll get into the third one.
到第四段、第五段，我可能就想不出来了。
And then if I go first to the fourth and fifth, I probably don't have much insight.
听众常常第一段很注意。
And also for the audience, usually they pay a lot more attention to the first.
第二段就慢慢的。
And on the second one, usually they pay less attention. And on the third one, they may have already gone sleeping. I hope no one will do that here.
所以我要把最重要的、最精彩的要放在第三段。
So usually I'll put the most important, most exciting stuff in the third point.
这个时候人不得不把他的注意力集中起来。
So that you can't help focusing on it and will not fall asleep.
也是做最后的结束。
And that's also a conclusion.
所以我在这里分成三段。
So here we see, again, we see three points here.
但是我在每一段的里面又分成三点。
And you will see three sub-points in each of these three.
第一段的里面在我这里写了三点。
So in the first one, we see three sub-points.
第二段的祈求我也用三点。
And about praying, again, I have three more things.
第三段我也分了三点。
And in the third one, I also have three sub-points.
所以一共有九点。
So if you count them all, there are actually nine points.
我若是一点，若是我用三分钟讲。
If I spend just 3 minutes on each one of them,
我需要花了半个钟头。
And that's about half an hour.
所有弟兄替我翻译，也要用半个钟头。
And the translation probably will also take about 30 minutes.
可能要到12点半。
And then you're looking at 12:30.
所以我今天就不讲很多。So
today I cannot share all of them.
其实第一段第三节到第八节，加亮弟兄在这里给我们有交通过。And
actually, for the first part, verse three through eight, Brother Jia Liang already shared.
他所注重的是信望爱。And
he emphasized the faith, the hope, and the love.
特别是信爱望。
Actually, and his priority is more like faith, love, and hope.
我所领受他的强调是在盼望。
What I understand, his emphasis is actually on hope.
存到天上的盼望。
The heaven that the hope is that stored up in heaven.
其实这是基督徒生命的基本的信仰。
And this is actually the foundation of a Christian life.
从这信、望、爱这三个元素，我们可以行走前面许许多多的路程。
With these three elements, the faith, the hope, and the love, and we can endure a lot and walk our path.
但是在这里提到福音的大能，这个第六节说，这福音传到你们那里，也传到普天之下。 并且结果增长。
But here it also mentioned the power of the gospel, as the verse 6 says that The gospel has come to you all over the world, bearing fruit and growing.
哥罗西的教会是一个会结果的教会，是会增长的教会。
The church in Colossae is one that grows and bears fruit.
不单每一个个人，他结出许多的美德的果子。
Not only every individual believer is bearing on the
fruit of the gospel.
And as far as advancing the gospel, they are helping other churches.
我相信哥罗西的教会，他已经得救以后。 他就传到老底家的地方,
and I believe
也传到希腊坡地的地方.
I believe the Colossian church, after they have received the gospel, they went forth and shared with Laodicea and Hierapolis.
这是保罗为着哥罗西教会所要感谢神的.
That's why Paul was giving thanks for the church of Colossae.
但是第三个，他乃是因圣灵
And certainly he mentioned the love prompted by the Holy Spirit. Here Paul doesn't mention too much about the fruit of the Holy Spirit. But we know that in Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 and 23, Paul mentioned the
有了爱心就可以结出更多的圣灵所结的果子来。
The foremost fruit is love, and based on that, all other fruits can be born.
以后我就跳到第三段，又感谢神。
And then I will mention that the third paragraph, which is
这个感谢神乃是圣章。
And this is to glorify and to praise God.
这个感谢神是感谢神为我们所做的事情。
Here he was giving thanks for what God has done for us.
不是我们教会所能够做的。
Not something that church can do.
我们只有赞美，只有颂赞，只有感恩。
And here we can only give thanks and give praise to God.
在这里也有三点，一点就第一个就是在冠冕中同的基业。
And here we see three things. One is the first one is to be partakers of inheritance.
这个是神给我们的恩典。
And this is the grace that God gave us.
可以说救赎恩典的目的乃是叫我们得着了产业。
The purpose of salvation is to partake in the inheritance.
神也要在我们的当中成了他的产业。
And God himself will bring the inheritance among us.
第二个就是从黑暗的权势迁到爱子的国度。
And the second is to be translated into the kingdom of his dear son.
第三个就是在以基督的里面我们得蒙救赎。
And certainly, in Christ, we receive the redemption and the forgiveness of our sins. And I will not get too deep into that one. You may have heard of those things.
但是特别在哥罗西教会，保罗又感谢把这三点连起来。
But in this letter, Paul again connected all these things together.
或许其他的弟兄姊妹，其他的弟兄能够接下去，更多的来交通这一段。And
maybe other brothers can develop more messages based on these verses, and they can continue.
倘若神再给我机会，我就愿意更多的交通。If
the Lord grant me opportunities, I will share more on those verses.
但是今天我们就注意到。 第九节、第十节、第十一节。
But today, let us focus on verse 9 to 11.
我想实在我不能够很仔细的在纲要的里面的哪一个经节而慢慢的来解释。
I cannot spend too much time explaining all these verses referenced here in outline.
但是我希望弟兄姊妹要留作这个纲要。
But I wish that you will keep this bulletin.
我想打字的弟兄很不容易很仔细地打下来。
The brother who typed the bulletin, he probably paid a lot of effort to do this.
我更不容易一个字一个字发抖的手点点点点的写一个字。
And oftentimes my hand trembles when I wrote.
我也花了不少的时间才能够完成这一个纲要。
Actually, I myself spent quite a bit of time to make this outline.
为了这缘故，希望弟兄姊妹能够保留下来。
And for this reason, I wish that you can keep a copy of the outline.
希望弟兄姊妹回去，可以每一个圣经节都可以读下来。
So that when you go back, you can spend time reading these verses.
在每一段的里面，都希望弟兄姊妹有更多的来思考。
And then you can also reflect more on each of these verses.
特别乃是用祷告的心来读。
With a prayerful heart, you can read these verses.
特别乃是求圣灵来启发我们读。
And we shall ask Holy Spirit to guide us to read these verses.
好让我们不失去了保罗为哥罗西教会圣徒的祷告的这样的爱心。
So that we will not lose sight of the love and the prayer that Paul expressed in this letter to Colossians.
不单是哥罗西教会的圣徒，乃是历代的圣徒。 都是保罗为我们代祷。
Not only for the Christians in Colossae, but Paul was also doing this for all the saints in different times.
更是在我们的当中，真正有属灵的生命，愿意有属灵的长进。我希望真正的恳求圣灵给我们的悟性，叫我们能够明白。
We ask the Holy Spirit to give us wisdom and understanding that we know the will of God, and we have spiritual growth in our church. So that however we conduct ourselves in the Lord, these are in the manner worthy of the Lord. More importantly, no matter if you're young or old, no matter what situation you're on, we need to depend on God, depend on His mighty power.
所以我就希望用短短的时间，能够把这三节的圣经稍微说明一下。And
now I want to spend a little more time to share about these three verses.
第一个，我们看第九节，再看第九节，他是愿你们在一切属灵的智慧悟性上，满心知道神的旨意。
Let's look at verse 9. It says, for this reason, Paul asked that God fill you with the knowledge of His will.
弟兄姊妹，我们知道不知道神的旨意？
Brother and sister, do we know the will of God?
我们每一天的生活的里面行事为人，是不是遵主而行？
And when we conduct ourselves in our everyday life, are we following the will of God?
我们强调君主而行，我们有没有遵行神的旨意而行？
So we talk about obeying the will of God, are we truly doing it?
多少的时候，我们在随着自己的意思而行。
Oftentimes, we're actually following our own will.
整体的教会在历史上乃是随着人意而行。
And oftentimes, the church as a whole is also actually following the will of man.
We oftentimes
we confuse our own feelings as the revelation from the Holy Spirit. Oftentimes we thought that our own thoughts are from God.
我们常常把仁义风俗当作神的意思。
And oftentimes we often follow custom and tradition, thinking that's the will of God.
但是在这里，保罗一个恳切的、不住的为着哥罗西的圣徒代祷，也是为着你我代祷。
But here Paul earnestly and continuously prayed for the Colossians and also praying for us.
在一切属灵的智慧悟性上，满心知道神的旨意。
That we may, through all spiritual wisdom and understanding, we be filled with the knowledge of the will of God.
什么是智慧？
What is wisdom?
什么是悟性？
And what is understanding?
我们的知识不一定有智慧。
Our knowledge cannot be just, it's not the same as wisdom.
一个人可以得懂得很多很多的许多的信息，但是这一个人不一定他办事做事为人是有智慧的。
One may have heard a lot of messages, but that doesn't translate to wisdom.
我们听了很多很多的圣经的话语，上主律学，我们常常没有悟性。
Although we have heard a lot of the Word of God in Sunday school, but we probably don't have understanding of it.
智慧呢是从神而来的。
Wisdom comes from God.
悟性也是从神而来的。
Understanding is also granted by Him.
我们常常读箴言的时候，一句很宝贵的话，就是箴言第九章第十节。
Proverbs chapter 9 verse 10, there's a precious word.
我们要有智慧从何而来?
Where does our wisdom come from?
我们要有聪明,有悟性,这两个字是一样的,从何而来?
We want to have the understanding, but do we know where it comes from?
但是箴言第九章告诉我们说,敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端,认识至圣者便是聪明。
Just as Proverbs chapter 9 verse 10 tells us, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom and knowledge of the Holy One is understanding.
但是保罗说在一切属灵的智慧和悟性上。
But here Paul mentions all spiritual wisdom and understanding.
哎呀保罗实在是我们所要跟随的。
And Paul indeed is an example we should follow.
有人说不要说跟随人，要跟随耶稣。
We know that we should not just follow a person, we should follow Christ.
但是我们要反效，要跟随主耶稣的人。
But we should imitate and learn from those that truly follows Christ.
这是保罗所说的，你们要效法我，像我效法基督一样。
That is Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ.
让我们真的从使徒的教训的里面，我们也得着了启示，并且也得着了启发。
And may we receive revelation insight from the teaching of the apostles.
我读到哥罗西最近这一年，我想总是几十遍、几十遍读了再读再读。
And I have read the letter to the Colossians tens of times this year.
渐渐，圣灵就叫我看到这一本书的丰富。
And gradually, the Holy Spirit led me to view the richness of this letter.
这一本书的超越。
And the surpassness of this letter.
但是都在我们的生活当中可以体验到。
But all these things you can, we can experience in our life.
在一切的智慧和悟性上, 满心知道神的旨意。
As it says here, through all wisdom and understanding from the Holy Spirit, we will know the will of God.
太多哥罗西的书信的里面, 一切满心。
And here, the word all is mentioned a lot in the letter of Colossians, to that Colossians.
丰盛,
the word richness.
哎呀, 太多这样的词。
You will read a lot of that.
叫我没有办法去抓这个丰盛。
And I cannot list all of them.
叫我没有办法怎样的填满满心的知道神的旨意。
And I wish that I'd be completely filled with the knowledge of the will of God.
叫我没有办法想到怎么样完完全全的带到父神的面前。
And I think about how we can be presented completely to God the Father.
虽然我没有办法用思维来了解，但是我可以从属灵的经历的里面了解到。 基督的超越，基督的丰盛，也叫你我，他住在你我的心里，也叫我们得着的丰，他的丰盛。
Although I cannot just through my own thought comprehend all this, but I know that in Christ there's surpassing greatness and there's richness in Him that will help us to experience that.
他叫我们满心知道神的旨意，乃是要我们。
He will cause us to know the will of God, and the purpose is to
for us to follow.
Not that we just know about the will of God. Not that we just talk about the will of God. And the real purpose is for us to obey the will of God.
保罗不单是想到主耶稣基督的话,
Not only Paul mentioned the word of Christ.
凡称呼主啊主啊的人不一定都进天国, 唯独遵行神旨意的, 才能进去。
Not everyone who calls Jesus Christ Lord will enter heaven, but only those who does the will of the Father will be in heaven.
弟兄姊妹我在这里不得不讲, 不是你受洗了以后拿着个门票去进天堂。
Brothers and sisters, I have to say this. You're not getting an entrance permission to heaven through the baptism.
也不是说你来做礼拜,你可以拿门票做, 我曾经在这里做过礼拜,我可以上天堂。
And it's not that you come to worship on Sunday, then you're granting some entrance to heaven.
为什么我们必须要清清楚楚的时候, 我是不是遵主而行?
Brothers and sisters, ask yourself, am I truly doing the will of God in my life?
我不但明白神的旨意, 我还要遵行神的旨意。
Not only I desire to know the will of God, I will fulfill His will.
遵行神的旨意才是永远长存的。
And to obey in His will, that is an everlasting thing.
弟兄姊妹, 连我们属灵的工作都要过去。
Even our work, so-called spiritual works, those will pass.
我没有办法在哪一个顷刻当中，我知道我要离开世界，我带着一切的东西去。
At the moment we depart from this world, there's nothing that we can take from here.
教会我要放下。
Even the work in the church, we have to set aside. Family members, you have to set aside. No matter how great that you have served the Lord, you have to set aside. Now I only remember one thing.
我的牧者耶稣基督与我同行。
And my great shepherd, Jesus Christ, he will walk with me.
他是永远长存的。
And he is the one that is everlasting one. And he is the will of God.
我要真正的在主耶稣基督的恩典的里面，在他的生命的里面， 在他灵的里面，在他话语的里面，我才能够放心而去。
Then we can only get a safe depart through the doing His will and obeying His the word of Christ.
所以保罗说，满心知道神的旨意。下面第十节说，行事为人要对得起主。
That's why Paul mentioned afterwards that live a life worthy of the worthy of the Lord.
我在这里没有办法去把这些每一个圣经节记下来。
I cannot read every verse here.
但是你们都有这个纲要，回去希望你们一定要读。
Again, I wish you spent more time.
你最少今天看见这个老牧师的面子，这样的苦心的苦苦的苦心，希望你们有个好好的去思想这几节的圣经。
Because the old pastor is repeating his.Pleading to you, I wish that you will. Because the time is fleeing.
下次我能不能够跟你们交通，我不知道。
I don't know when would be the next time that I can share.
我们的时间，我们的生命都在主的手中。
All our time, our life is actually in the hand of the Lord.
但是真正的神还留我这两年的时间。
As God has kept me here and given me more years on earth.
我还是把真实的。真理要彼此的分享劝勉。
And I will spend my life sharing more about the truth.
以后第十一节就说到，按着他的照着他的全能，立善加力。
And then in verse 11 it mentions that we'll be strengthened with all might.
在各样的。力上加力。
And it is with all power that will be strengthened.
那我很快的讲的时候，我就忘记这个各样的，忘记 I forget this everything.
Oh, I forgot to mention the word everything.
但是我就说到我现在比较这个很容易忘记，也比较笨，
I've become more forgetful.
所以我不单是一章一章的读，一段一段的读，一节一节的读，我是要一个字一个字读。
And that's why I've been reading these verses sometimes word by word.
弟兄姊妹，没有这便宜的午饭。
Brothers and sisters, you know there's no free lunch.
我们花多少的时间在神的话语和神的一个亲近神的祷告上，我们才得着了多少的收获。
And your spiritual growth will depend on the time that you devote to reading his word and praying to him.
他说在荣耀的全能得以在各样的力上加力。
It says will be strengthened with all power according to his glorious might.
这个，但是 McLean, Alexander McLean, 他解释说，这是各方面的全面的力量。
And Dr. McLean, he explained this all power is a comprehensive, all-covering power.
这是全有的量 all powers.
Indeed, it's all power.
这是每一个方面不同的方面的力量。
And this covers every angle, every perspective.
我们有没有感觉到我们需要这各样的力上加力。
And do we feel that we need this strength with all power of God?
不要等到像我一样的年老的时候，年老无力的时候，发白的时候，才思想这问题。
Don't wait until you're actually at the old age like me, with when you grow gray hair, then you thought about these things. Every day, we're in this impact.
在我们的身体上, 不断地失去了许许多多的细胞,旧的细胞。
And in our body, we are actually losing old cells every day.
我们需要新陈代谢。
And we need to be renewed.
我们在属灵上, 我们也是一样的需要不断地更新。
And hopefully, and especially, we should all, we also need to.
我们需要重新的得力。
We need to be renewed with strength.
所以以赛亚就告诉当时的主的选民说,
so that's why a prophet Isaiah, he told God's people at the time.
他说等候耶和华的必重新得力。
He said that those wait upon the Lord will be renewed their strength.
他要展翅飞腾。
They will soar on winds like eagle.
他行走不至于疲乏。
They will run and will not grow weary.
他奔跑不至于困倦。
They will walk and not be faint.
是保罗他得到了这个经历。
And Paul has experienced this.
保罗在他一生的当中, 可以说为着福音的缘故, 他四面楚歌。
In Paul's life, for the sake of gospel, he was pressed from all directions.
但是他也从四面得到了力量。
But he also received strength and power in every direction.
我们去年特别注重到哥林多后书。
Last year, remember, we focused on the 2 Corinthians.
我给同工们建议说,这是保罗的经历。
I have suggested to co-workers that that letter was a experience, Paul's own experience.
你可以看到保罗的一生的当中,为着了他成了教会的执事和福音的执事。
You can see that in order to be the minister for the church, for the gospel,
领受这许许多多的患难、困苦、逼迫，甚至他身体的软弱。
He willingly went through all these persecutions, the suffering and difficulties, and even sickness.
在哥林多后书第十二章, 他可以说到天上去。
But in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, he mentioned he was taken to heaven.
但是他还是一个非常软弱的一个人。But
even then, he was a weak person.
我不知道保罗在主的面前求把那个刺拿去，到底是什么刺？
We still don't know what is that thorn that the Paul petitioned God to remove from him.
有些人说他眼睛的刺。
Some mentioned that maybe it's an eye problem.
有些人说他的身体患了一个不可医的疾病。
Some think that it's an incurable disease.
但是他听见主耶稣给他说, 我的恩典够你用。
But he definitely heard the Lord told him that my grace is sufficient for you.
因为我的能力是在人的软弱显得完全。
Because my power is complete on those who are weak.
所以我更喜欢夸自己的软弱, 好叫基督的能力伏庇我。
Therefore, Paul said, I boast about my own weakness so that the power of Christ will cover me.
我为基督的缘故就以软弱、凌辱、患难、逼迫、困难为可喜乐的。
And for the sake of Christ, I consider all these sufferings are joyful things.
因为我什么时候软弱,什么时候就刚强。
For whenever I am weak, I'll be strengthened by His power.
但愿神祝福他的话。
May the Lord bless His own word.
实在没有办法用很短的时间讲着宝贵的保罗为我们如何的代祷。
Indeed, in a short time, we cannot completely explain how Paul prayed for us.
但是我再说，在纲要的里面有很多的圣经节实在是刚刚来解释这三节的圣经。
But I will say that a lot of the verses listed in the outline will help us understand it.
但愿我们也能够经历保罗所经历的，主说我的恩典是够你用的。
May God help us experience what Paul has learned, that is, his grace is sufficient for us.
我们低头做祷告。
Let us pray.
恩主，恩主，我们感谢赞美你。
Gracious, gracious Lord, we give you thanks.
我们是 在你的面前是一个无怨的，也是软弱的。
Indeed, we're weak and useless before you.
虽然我蒙着了你的拯救，赦免我的罪，但是我仍然是一个人。
Even though we're saved and our sins are forgiven, but we're still a man, merely a man.
我需要你的恩典。
I need your grace.
我需要你的医治。
And I need your healing.
我也需要你的力量。
And I need your strength.
我行走需要你给我的力上加力。
As I walk, I need you to add strength through your power.
我身体的情况需要你给我力上加力。
In my physical situation, I need your strength to be given to me.
主啊，求主。用圣灵运行在我们中间。
I ask you, Lord, your Holy Spirit move among us.
叫我们靠着你的力量，我们胜过一切。
So that with your power, we will overcome everything.
我们能够重新得力。
And our strength will be renewed.
也叫我们能够不但忍耐，也能够宽容。
And not only we endure, we also forgive.
因着你这样给我们这样的奇妙的恩典，这样奇妙的爱，主啊，我需要忍耐。
For your wonderful grace and love, I need to endure.
但是我不单只有忍耐，我需要宽容。
But not only I need to endure, I also need to forgive and bear.
我能够忍耐许许多多的。与我为敌的
so that I can bear with a lot of things that are against me.
我更是要欢欢喜喜的宽容，是许许多多为敌的人。
And also, I should joyfully forgive those who are against me.
但愿我们能消化在你的里面。
May you make us disappear in you.
但愿我们能够融入你的旨意的里面。
So that we'll merge into your will.
叫我们真正的能够成了蒙爱的人。
And then truly we'll become the one that you love.
奉靠主耶稣基督的名求。
And we pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.